two. He has 4 points now. It's 15 seconds left. Wiseman gets the inbound across midcourt. 10 seconds left. 65-53. Wiseman stripped by Kent, and they're just going to dribble this one out. And there's the final buzzer. And Mark Krug will return to the district finals for the third time in his 6 years as head coach for the Bad Axe Hatchets. Bad Axe improves to 15-5 on the season. Final score, Bad Axe takes out the Cassidy Redhawks 65-53 on their home court to go on for Bad Axe against USA in the district final of 96 right here on the WLW Sports Network. We'll have all the details coming up right here on Sports Radio 102.1 and live and worldwide at WLWSports.com. Your Harwood home for high school hoops is right here on the WLW Sports Network.
It may be cold outside, but the deals are hot at the mall. That's the Flannery GM Auto Mall in Bad Axe. 0% 72-month financing, plus $1,250 bonus cash on select models. GM card holders, look in the mail for additional GM card enhancements. Save almost $12,000 on a 2018 GMC Sierra Z71 off-road crew cab 4x4 truck with heated and cooled bucket seats, navigation, Bose audio system, and spray and bed liner. Only $45,668. Or a 2019 GMC Acadia SLE2 with 3.6-liter V6 engine, second-row bucket seats, Bose audio system, and power liftgate for only $34,491. Lease it as low as $312 a month. Get behind the wheel of a 2019 GMC Terrain SLE with all-wheel drive and navigation, power liftgate, and remote start. It's only $28,764. Lease it as low as $245 a month. Lease price is based on an employee pricing with $2,000 down on a 36-month, 12,000-mile per-year lease. GMC, we are professional grade. That's at the Flannery GM Auto Mall, located 1 mile east of downtown Bad Axe. See dealer for details or go to the website, flannerautomall.com.
What do you look for in a bank? Security and safety, customer service, technology, or just a free checking account with no minimum balances? Look no farther than Bayport State Bank. We're a local community bank offering you superior customer service and the security and safety you've come to expect. And Bayport State Bank still offers free checking and savings accounts that have no fees or minimum balance requirements. And if you can't make it to the bank, our 24-hour online banking is available and convenient. And check out our new mobile banking app with your smartphone. It's banking your way, anytime, anywhere. The management of Bayport State Bank also believes in giving back to our communities and investing our time and money. Over the last 10 years, we have donated almost $2 million to local organizations, nonprofits, and groups right here in the Thumb area. Additionally, our employees volunteer countless hours of their own time to schools, organizations, and communities. For over 123 years, Bayport State Bank has been making a difference in our communities. We're asking you to join our local team effort and support the Thumb area communities. Stop in any office of Bayport, Pigeon, and BedEx and open up a checking or savings account today. Bayport State Bank, member FDIC.
What's that? What were you just saying? You need to switch to the Talk of the Thumb.
Have you heard that Thumb Cellular is the best cellular service in the Thumb? What about their crystal clear service wherever you travel nationwide? Or what about their selection of the latest smartphones and accessories? If you've been holding off on switching carriers or upgrading your old phone, what are you waiting for? You don't have to wait anymore for the big summer or holiday sale to get great savings on phones, plans, and more. Just visit thumbcellular.com/deals. There's always a great deal every month. And if you'd rather shop in person, stop by your local Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky. They have the knowledge and experience to help you save. Switch to Thumb Cellular, and you'll know why they're the Talk of the Thumb.
You love Thumb Cellular.
When we ask, are you sure? We just don't mean it in the sense of utilizing one of our primary care clinics or pharmacies in Pigeon, Caseville, Elkton, or Sebring. Or stopping by our vision center, senior living, our wellness center, or walk-in clinic that's open more days than Bronner's. When you're sure, it's a whole lot more. It means being one with the community. Our team of nearly 500 healthcare professionals wear a lot of hats, especially in the community. Sure teammates are organizers of local festivals, active members in chambers of commerce, volunteers at food pantries, teammates for Relay for Life, coaches for youth soccer, board members of local nonprofit foundations. They organize parades, are active in church, donate to charity, and they'll even sit on a roof for a good cause. So when we say we are sure, it's just not providing the best health care in the entire thumb. It's caring about the thumb for a better thumb. No matter the temperature or type of weather we have, we've got your back. Because we know you have ours, too. Sure. Better health, better life. Are you sure?
If you're tired of low crop prices and grain quality issues and you want to keep more money from your operation, contact DS Services right away. They're your primary source for grain bins, dryers, and grain handling equipment for farm or commercial operations. From minor repairs to complete new facilities, DS Services does it all. They have a huge parts inventory, provide quality millwright services, and their three cranes can handle any truss job or other lifting need. For your grain storage needs and more, call 989 872-3318, 989-872-3318, or visit dsservicesinc.com.
Valley Enterprises, a fast-paced and innovative plastics division of the Gemini Group, is looking for the right candidate to fill the position of operator. This position provides Valley with basic operational support in a plant setting. Training is provided for all tasks. Valley offers a competitive hourly rate, health, dental, vision, and life insurance, 401k, vacation and holiday pay, and referral bonuses. If you would like to join their team, apply in person at Valley Enterprises 2147 Lepic Road in Ubley, 1 mile north of Atwater Road on M19, then a quarter mile east on Lepic Road.
You're listening to the WNLW Sports Network. Post-game, as our doubleheader of round two of the District 96 is officially in the books. As the Kansas City Redhawks fall on their home court to the Bad Axe Hatchets, the Hatchets win for the third time over the Redhawks this season with a final score of 65-53. In the first quarter, we had two ties and one lead change. As Kansas City came out, was leading 4-1, but then Bad Axe at the end of the quarter was leading 18-7. They ran on a 17-0 run before Hayden Horn hit a three right at the buzzer to round out that first quarter, an 11-point lead entering the second quarter. Bad Axe then started to pour it on as they outscored Kansas City by 6 points in the second, 18-12, to lead 36-19 at the half, 17 points. But then here comes Kansas City in the third quarter. They outscore Bad Axe 18-11, and that included a comeback at the end of the third quarter from Bad Axe as Kansas City cut that 17-point deficit all the way down to 2 points at one point. Then Bad Axe pulled out to 10 points at the end of the third, 47-37, as Bad Axe came out in a 13-0 run. Kansas City had a 9-0 run in a minute 26 to start that third quarter, which set up that run in the third quarter. And on to the fourth quarter, Bad Axe then started to slowly pull away again. Outscores Kansas City 18-16. For a final score of 65-53 for Bad Axe's 15th victory on the season and getting back to the district final for the first time since 2016 to take on the USA Patriots, the same foe they faced off the last time, and that game finished in overtime 50-47 in favor of USA. That's when Bad Axe was undefeated. USA then upset the undefeated Bad Axe Hatchets. Now Bad Axe has the chance to upset the undefeated USA Patriots.
Opportunities are really great this time of year, isn't it?
Most certainly. For the Kansas City Redhawks, they were led by Sandon Cuthrell with 18 points, the junior. After that, Kendall Anthus had 10, Luke Stern at 9, Landon Shing has 6, Hayden Horn at 5, and then Zach Beecher and Kenton Wiseman each with 2, and then 1 point for Bryce Fernald. Kansas City was 8-15 from the free throw line, just over 50%. They had 14 turnovers, though, compared to Bad Axe's 7. Rebounding, though, went in favor of Kansas City by 6 rebounds, 34-28. For the Bad Axe Hatchets, they were led by Cody Tulaski with 17 points, 2 points in the first quarter, 4 points in the second quarter, 2 points in the third quarter, and then 9 points in the fourth quarter. Jack Clancy with 15, Colby Meeks had 12, 10 of those in the first quarter, Spencer Britt at 9, and then James Kervin at 6, Aaron Soles at 4, and Jensen Emmerich running out with 2 points. Bad Axe from the free throw line, 15-22, just under 75% there. Only 7 turnovers on the night, out-rebounded by 6, but when it all came down to it, Bad Axe controlled majority of this game.
shooting percentages. We have Bad Axe just doing a really, really nice job whenever